retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time is now 8:23, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Opie City Clerk Joyce Wilson.
Joyce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here on this Tuesday morning. We appreciate that. Well, we're just coming off the 4th of July holiday weekend, and that means we are one day closer to a huge event in Opie this Saturday. And Joyce, it sounds like Down Home is back, huh?
Yes, it is. I hope it's back full force. Last year was a little bit down, but I think we're striving for something better this year.
I think you're absolutely right. So Opie Down Home is coming up this Saturday, July 9th in Opie. Well, let's talk about what's going to be going on. When do things start, Joyce?
Well, things start with registration for the bike ride at the lake this year. We're starting from the lake instead of the high school. Going to keep it all off. Not this way, we're not going to have to cross any highways. The route he picks out is going to be strictly rural. So, starting at the lake, registration at 6, and the bike ride starts at 7. And then right after that, we have registration for the 5K run at the lake. Starts at 7:30, starts at 7, and the race starts at 7:30.
Okay.
So those things are taking place at the lake.
At the lake, that's where registration and the launch point will be this year. How long is the bike ride? I mean, you're riding some gravel, obviously.
Yeah, there's a couple options. We've got about a 22-mile and then about a 40-mile. So two options. They can make it longer if they want to. Most of the registrations we've gotten so far are going the shorter route, but
okay.
It's hopefully, last year it rained big time, and we had some that didn't get to finish because their bikes just couldn't handle the mud.
Mud, yeah.
But this year should be dry and should be a good ride.
So how can people get registered early on for the 5K and bike ride, Joyce?
They can register online at active.com, or they can mail registration forms. There's registrations on the Facebook page. Opie Down Home. I think it's
gotcha.
Just Opie Down Home.
Yeah.
And but they can register either one of those ways. Registration also for the kickball is on the Facebook page. We don't have it online, but it's on the Facebook page.
Gotcha. Joyce, let's go through some of the other highlights on the schedule. But, I mean, in years past, you've had, like, parades, I think bed races, softball tournaments. You know, you've got, a street dance in years past. What's going to be taking place here throughout the rest of the day in and around Opie?
Okay, we still have the breakfast at the Methodist Church at 6:30, and then we have instead of the softball tournament this year, we're having a kickball tournament. Want to get families involved and classes and stuff. We want to do softball is for adults only, basically, and we want to be able to get the kids involved. I know there's some kids out there that like kickball, and so we wanted to have something that was a little more family-friendly. And then we also have kids' games, which is something that's been ongoing. And the kids, by participating in the kids' games, they can get prize tickets for kids' prizes at the end of the day. And the big prizes are bikes for the first boy and first girl drawn.
Oh, wow.
So they get nice new little bike. We also have the kids fishing derby, which is always a big hit with the kids. Younger ones start at 8:30, and then the older group starts at 9:30. They get to fish for about 45-50 minutes. So we'll have a water slide. This year we're having a sidewalk chalk decorating contest. are going to be able to, we're going to have a sidewalk chalk, and kids can sign up, and kids and adults, whoever wants to, can sign up and decorate a square of sidewalk. And we'll see what we got. We've got the grand prize for that is going to be $25 Sweet Granada gift certificate. So,
good.
Lots of that for doing that. I might try that.
Yeah, I'll try that. Sure.
I'm not very good, but
so
I'm
the
not an artist.
Are the kids' games that activity going to be taking place in the park then, Joyce?
Yeah,
okay.
Most everything other than the bike ride and the fun run are going to take place in the park.
Okay.
Until we get until we do the parade, and then the parade brings stuff back downtown. We also have a cakewalk in the park that starts at 10:30 or
okay.
11. I'm sorry, 11. And then we have after the parade, we come downtown and have the firemen have the barbecue again this year. Always good food.
Sure.
And we have what we call the wacky kids games there. Some games that the kids can just participate in. We get groups, and that's always a big hit with the kids, too. And then we do have the bed races again this year. We should have them back. Last year, we just ran out of time, but this year, we're going to have the bed races back, and those are a lot of fun. We have a novel challenge with that. And then we'll have a servicemen's and women's appreciation just before the street dance starts. And the street dance this year is featuring Brick Horse.
Okay.
They're going to be on from 8:30 till midnight.
When does the parade start?
Parade starts at 3.
Okay.
We'll line up at 2:30, and then the parade starts at 3. Goes around down our main street, and then our by the Catholic Church, and then around and down and back down in front of the City Hall and down Main Street. So,
gotcha. Good deal. Joyce, from your perspective here, why is it so important for OB to have the down-home activities? And talk about the fundraising side of things here, what you got cooking here for ongoing fundraising.
Well, I think it's important that we try to get people involved in the community and get people to come to the community and see what, I mean, it's a great little community, and we want it to show it off a little bit. And what the goal is our splash park. We're going to put a splash park in the park, make it kind of the, I mean, we've done a lot of, since Down Home was reinstituted in 2003, we have put in a couple of big playground equipments, some safety surfacing under virtually everything, and new restrooms, just done a lot of work with the park, and I really think that the splash park would be a kind of the cherry on top, get the park really looking good. And so that's our goal this year, is we need to bring up, you know, we're fundraising for the splash park.
You mentioned,
go
ahead, Joyce.
We have we're participating in the match day this year, too. So any funds we get during match day will also be going toward this. But we want everyone to be, we're trying to promote match day and make sure everyone knows when it is, and which is November 14th, and and try to get people to come out and make their donations at that time.
You mentioned the parade that starts at 3. When does that barbecue start then?
Barbecue starts at 5.
Okay.
Okay.
And also the firefighters, if they have time, we've got a little shorthanded this year, but they'll probably hose the kids down after the parade. They've done that in the past, just turn the nozzle on and let them let them get wet and cool off. And I think this year they're going to need to cool off.
Thank you.
Parents
right.
might take advantage of that too, because it's going to be hot.
Yep.
Agreed. Awesome. Well, Joyce, anything else you wanted to bring up here about Down Home before we wrap things up and get everybody all excited about Opie Down Home activities coming up Saturday?
We just want everyone to come out and have a good time. We've got some really nice raffle prizes. We've got two quarters of beef for raffle prizes at the top prizes, and then we've got some other really really neat baskets from like ESU and several of the beauty salons and such. Really nice stuff that so come out, and raffle tickets are $1 a piece, and they can, you know, put them in whatever item they want to win. So,
well, you it's a great day. Activities start early and go late. There is fun for all. So the entire family is invited to Olpe this Saturday for Olpe Down Home, Saturday, July 9th. Activities in Olpe all day. Joyce, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Joyce.
You too. Bye.
Joyce Wilson joining us here for our Newsmaker 2 segment, Olpe Down Home Activities, bright and early, dark and late Saturday, and all, every time in between, as a matter of fact. Want to let you know, too, that our Newsmaker 3 is coming up here right after headlines. Randall Cole joining us as we talk about the open house taking place tomorrow for the American Legion Post 5 new Atlas Pod.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. Craig Barnwell, CB Financial. 8:35, sunshine, 81 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
This is Mike Kerbs of Holiday Resort. For those with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, our facility offers a home-like environment and safety features that address our residents' special needs. A structured schedule of innovative programming provides a sense of purpose and meaning, as well as daily opportunities for success. Contact us at Holiday Resort in Emporia, 343-9285.
Police trying to find out more about the mass shooting and the shooter in the North Shore suburbs of Chicago. Six people killed in Highland Park.